Today, the Federal Aviation Administration released safety audits of all the major airlines, and they all passed. The FAA decided to conduct the audits 2 years ago, after an Alaska Airlines plane crashed. At the time, the FAA found maintenance irregularities at the airline and discovered its own problems in overseeing the company. NPR's Marianne Akers has this report.
The FAA says no violations were identified and no enforcement was necessary against the airlines. The agency's safety director, Nick Sabatini, says the bottom line is that the U.S. has the safest air transport record in the world, and the FAA just wants to make it even better. But the decision to conduct the safety audits was in large part political. It all goes back to the FAA's oversight of Alaska Airlines. The FAA decided to conduct audits of the airlines 5 months after Alaska Flight 261 crashed in California, killing 88 people.
What the FAA is doing here is trying to reassure the public that everyone's on the job, everyone's watching.
Michael Levine is a Harvard law professor and a former airline executive. He says the FAA needed to reassure itself after the Alaska crash. At the time, the FAA found serious deficiencies with Alaska's maintenance procedures and threatened to shut the airline down. Within weeks, the airline revamped its maintenance program, and the FAA found the airline in compliance with federal regulations. However, in the process, the FAA discovered its own problems. Inspectors assigned to Alaska may have overlooked dozens of mistakes at the airline, the supervising inspector was demoted, and the FAA then decided it had better inspect the other nine major carriers as well. Again, Michael Levine.
Well, the FAA may have felt that they had no choice in terms of reassuring people like you in the media and people on the Hill that they weren't lying down on the job. And so we may say that that conducting these sweeps in this particular way may have been resources being used more for optical reasons than to promote safety.
The audits were completed in 2000 as well, but under pressure from the airlines, the FAA did not release them until today. Levine says he understands why the airlines resented the FAA for conducting the emergency inspections in the first place, because they're under a voluntary system to report maintenance lapses.
That doesn't work very well when you get police sweeps through the maintenance shop that are politically embarrassing and publicly embarrassing to the airline every so often.
Although no deficiencies were found, the FAA did ask the carriers to change certain maintenance procedures. These have to do with how the airlines identify maintenance issues and how they keep track of them so that a systemic problem does not go unnoticed. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.